Hello and welcome. Good morning, good evening, wherever you're listening from, welcome to the world's greatest action sports podcast, The Monday Mass. I'm your host, Chris Cote. And before we get into the actual greatest action sports podcast in the world, on Earth at least, let's talk about the people that bring you this podcast, because these are very important people. I like them a lot, and I appreciate their support. And I appreciate you for listening to this part. If you do, if you don't, that's fine too. You can fast forward just a couple minutes and get to the action. Get to the action portion of the podcast. But for now, let's talk this. This stuff is good. Cosm. Our friends at Cosm have been with us for the past 2 months here on the Monday Mass, supporting and also giving us some knowledge. How are you to continue to do all these things you love, surf, skate, snowboard, at least a level consistent with where you are at? How are you going to do this for as long as possible? Cosm has an idea. They want you to do yoga. I want you to do yoga. Yoga is the key. We've already talked to Cosm ambassadors, Strider Wasilewski, legendary skater Chet Thomas, one of the founders, Troy Eckert, and they all echo the same thing. Yoga, stretching. That is the path to take. If you want to get better at surfing, if you want to get better and skate for longer and be injury-free, yoga. I mean, it's simple. It's not simple. Yoga is not easy. But I'm doing it. I'm feeling better. Everyone I've talked to who does it, nobody ever has said, yoga's stupid, I don't like it. It doesn't do anything. When you do it, you know. And my friends at Cosm are helping spread that good word through the clothing that they make. The clothing they make not only looks good, I'm wearing a Cosm shirt right now. And I'm going to be honest, I look really good today. But it's also functional. It's functional to do yoga, to stretch, to get your body where you want, get your body into it. Wait, get talking about your body, body flow. That was from the movie North Shore. Anyway, our friends at Cosm have offered up. They want to give away some stuff, and I applaud them for that. That is so kind of, they don't have to do that, but they're doing it, and they're doing it right here with me and the Monday Mass. So here's what we do. I am going to post a photo on my Instagram story later today. It'll be hot. You got to find the photo of, are you ready for this? Do you have a pen? Are you writing this down? Okay, on the Cosm Instagram, at the Cosm, you go there and you screen grab a photo of, are you ready for this? I hope. If you're driving, pull over. Screen grab a photo of the Warrior 2 crowdfund yoga short picture. Put that picture in your Instagram story. Tag the Cosm at THEKOZM. Tag me at Chris Cote so I can see you and pick you as a winner potentially. And also do the hashtag Cosm crowdfund. And that's K-O-Z-M, crowd with a K, K-R-O-W-D, fund. And tag Monday Mass, hashtag Monday Mass. That's all you have to do. We're giving out 3 pairs, along with mugs, Cosm mugs that are super cool. I'm a mug collector myself, and I'm excited to have a Cosm mug. I'm going to enter this contest too. Why not? Let's do it. So that's your gateway to getting yourself into the most comfortable shorts you'll ever have in your life, as well as a cool mug. So you've heard the instructions. I'm going to blast that out on my Instagram as well. So you can go to mine, at Chris Cote, C-O-T-E. That's me. Go there, and you can find out how to win yourself some Cosm gear. And thank you to Cosm for being supporters of the Monday Mass. Active skin repair. Active skin repair. This is scientifically proven to cure, to help alleviate, to help destroy bacterias all caused by skin wounds, bug bites, sunburns, rug burns from throwing each other around doing jujitsu moves in those dirty ass gyms. So Active Skin Repair. I have a bottle in my hand. You hear it? Okay. Active Skin Repair has been a partner here with the Monday Mass for a long time. And the reason that I reached out to these guys to be a partner is because I believe in this product. It's medical grade. I know. Science. Multifunctional skin and wound repair. Kills 99% of all bacteria that try to get into your body through those cuts. And you know what? So it's interesting as well. One bottle, we've got 3 ounce bottles. One of them's a gel, a hydrogel. The other is a spray. And I've actually sprayed this on my kid, slammed skating, scraped his elbow all up, all dirty right in the street. And I sprayed it on his elbow, and he was bracing himself. Oh, this is going to hurt. And I sprayed it. It doesn't hurt. You've seen the videos of people squeezing lime on their cuts and screaming and crying. That hurts. That is unnecessary. It does look good on your Instagram videos, of course, but it does not do anything close to what Active Skin Repair does, and Active Skin Repair does not hurt. In fact, it actually soothes the cut or the wound or the bug bite, the sun, you know, whatever. If you have a skin irritation, nipple rash, who's got nipple rash out there? Rub a little bit of the Active Skin Repair gel, boom. You know, you're surfing again the next day, nipples feeling great. Active Skin Repair. Follow them at BLDG Active and DM me personally. I'm trying to help you here. Are you going on a surf trip? You want to fill your bag with like all these crazy ointments? You only need one bottle. One bottle to get you through that trip. Going on a mountain bike ride? You're not bringing a giant first aid kit with you, with multiple things and tubes and ointments and squeezies. Just bring one bottle back to Skin Repair. It's easy. DM me for more information. I will give you personal access to me to get information about Active Skin Repair. All right. And Quincy Wood writes. Quincy Wood writes, USA made skateboards. I'll talk more about that in skate news. So I want to thank those three people. And get to the show. So let's get to the show. The date is February 26, 2018. Here we go. Let's start with, what are we going to start with? Let's start with snowmobiles. Just saw them on Saturday night. I've been sick for 2 weeks, but I keep going out. I don't drink, but I go out, and I'm not getting better any faster, but I'll tell you what, I'm having a good old time. And I went and saw that band, Beehive and the Barracudas, on Saturday night, and I highly recommend them. They're the best. They're one of San Diego's finest musical acts, to be honest with you. Snow news. Snow News is brought to you by Torrey Holistics. Torrey Holistics. Everybody's been asking me about Torrey Holistics. What's the place like? What can you get there? What do you do? How does this work? Well, if you're in the San Diego area, I've talked to people that are driving down from LA, from Arizona, all over. If you're in the San Diego area, Torrey Holistics, it's in Sereno Valley. It's right off the freeway. It's very easy to find. Basically, this is a fully licensed, legal cannabis, CBD distribution store. It's a store. You go there, you show them your ID, you sign up, you sign in on a little iPad, and then you wait in the waiting room, and then a marijuana or CBD expert or nurse, what do they call? This is an expert in the field of making you feel better, comes out, gets you, takes you in, and then the world is your oyster. I don't particularly even indulge in marijuanic substances, but as I've said every show, I am all about the CBD products. So I get those CBD gummies, CBD drops, And, you know, if you're like me and you're still trying to skate, trying to work out, trying to surf, whatever, and I'm not old. I would never admit to that. No way. But I do get sore easier than I used to get sore when I was younger. So the CBDs alleviate that. And also, like I mentioned again earlier, not drinking. Sometimes you get a little bit of social anxiety, even me. A social guy like me. So the CBDs, anti-anxiety, anti-inflammatory, and I tell you, you sleep better. So I'm singing the praises of CBDs and also Tory Holistics. You can follow them at Tory.Holistics, and you can find them on the internet, and highly recommend it. Okay. The Olympics are over, folks. Norway won. And that's great. The Olympics, the Winter Olympics, are officially over. Norway won the medal count. And the USA got the fourth most medals. We're fourth. And that's the one part of the Olympics that kind of bothers me of, you know, we got the most medals. We won. Norway's not acting like that. But if USA would have won the most medals, we would have been acting like that. I see this as individual achievements. There are team competitions, of course. But you know what? I've never been so excited. I've never been so into the Winter Olympics as I was this year. That is thank you to snowboarding, of course. USA did win the most snowboarding medals. We won snowboarding. But, you know, it was, again, individuals doing it for the love of snowboarding. And yes, they have American flags draped over them, and there's pomp and circumstance. And that's fine. We can all celebrate where we're from. I'm not a flag waver. I love America. I'm proud of our American Olympians, but I'm also proud of our Olympians from Norway, Sweden, Turkey, Uzbekistan, Afghanistan, Spain, China, South Korea, the Olympians of Russia that can't say Russia, all of them. If you dedicate your life to something like these athletes have done, then I say, good for you. And it is not, that is a sentiment that needs to be just echoed louder across the planet. You dedicated your whole life to curling, and you won a medal. You did it. And we did win the USA curling team won gold, which has never happened before. So the Olympics were great. And I want to thank Todd Richards for giving us those great Olympic reports from Pyeongchang, South Korea. And now we move on. Now we're going to see the Wheaties box covers, more interviews. Chloe Kim was on Jimmy Fallon. She's awesome. And now it's kind of going to simmer down, but you know it's going to be ramping up because 2020 is coming. It's coming in hot. The Olympics are coming to Tokyo. Wow, Summer Olympics. Surfing, skateboarding for the first time ever. It's exciting. Okay. Speaking of exciting, let's start off. Well, I guess I already started. Yeah. Let's go into more snow news. We've got a report from the good homie, Eddie Wall, calling in with a couple things. A quick powder report from where he was just at. This report was actually given after a full-blown powder festival that Eddie Wall enjoyed. But also, coming up, a little bit different than the Olympics, this is just a straight-up street party, Air and Style LA is coming up this weekend, this weekend, okay? So this is going to be an epic event. It's at Exposition Park. It's right on the edge of Chinatown, downtown LA. I mean, right there. When you're in this park, you're looking up at the LA skyline. It's dope. They'll have snowboarding, like street, rails, jumps, the whole deal. Skateboarding as well. The best skaters, the best snowboarders. Everyone's going to be in LA this coming weekend. I should probably let Eddie tell you more. I'm going to let Eddie tell you about it because Eddie's going to be there. He is the expert. Eddie Wall.
Chris Snote, what's up, man? Eddie Wall here, giving you a little snow report. I was just up in Lake Tahoe, or actually, no, I'm in Lake Tahoe right now. Went and rode Kirkwood today. They just got about a foot, maybe even more, in the higher up parts of the mountain. And yeah, it was pretty insane. Foot of snow, bluebird day, just pow slashes all day long. It was pretty epic. And yeah, they're looking for more snow in the forecast. So if anybody out there listening is interested in Tahoe, get up there, go shred. It is awesome. And then the next order of business is next weekend, March 3rd and 4th, is going to be the Air and Style Los Angeles in Expo Park. You can get tickets at www.airandstyle.com. And it's going to be a really crazy weekend. I mean, this is the third or fourth year that they've been doing it, and they have like two stages, tons of music. I know they have Zedd, Phoenix, Gucci Man, or Gucci Mane, as the young kids say, Cashmere Cat, Cut Copy Dram, I don't know, Washed Out, Bad Bad, Not Good. I don't know. Bunch of crazy good bands. And then also there's a skate contest, snowboard contest. There's food trucks in the skate contest. Grayson Fletcher has confirmed, Raven Tershey, Tom Shar. It's kind of like a DIY crazy kind of like Burnside tranny type park. So that's going to be insane. And there's going to be like live bands on the course playing. Also, the snowboarding, it's a rail jam this year. They're switching it up, and they have pretty much all the gnarliest rail dudes like Haldor Helgeson, Dylan Alito, Anto Chamberlain, Zach Hale, Frank Bourgeois. Yeah, it's going to be mental. So anybody who lives remotely in the California area listening to this, definitely go on to www.aaronstyle.com. Get yourself some tickets. It's going to be nuts. I'm going to be there screaming into the microphone, being the annoying guy the whole weekend. And yeah, I hope to see you up there as well. And that's about it, man. Thanks for checking in, and have a good Monday Mass. Woo.
Eddie Wall, ladies and gentlemen. Eddie Wall will be at Aaron Style all weekend, and it sounds like a hell of a time. That's exciting. Aaron Style, downtown LA, coming off the Olympics. Snowboarding's the hottest thing on the planet right now. The hottest thing on snow. Snowboarding. And there's skateboarding. And there's music. Phoenix, Zedd, Gucci Mane. They're not a sponsor of this show. I'm just excited about this event. Let me just tell you that right away. Twin Peaks, I love that band. Cut Snake, mate. Cut Snake's going to be there. Washed Out. You know the theme for Portlandia? They play it. It's good. And this is a good part about it as well. 2 days of this festival of skateboarding, snowboarding, music. It's only $150. So, AaronStyle.com. Unpaid advertisement. Mammoth had a crazy little snowy weekend. I've been seeing all over Instagram. Like a kick in the nuts. Because I wish I would have been there. I saw face shots. Saw jumps. Saw all kinds of radness happening from Mammoth this weekend. I had no idea, which tells me that this season, since it's so sporadic and spotty snow-wise, you really got to be on it. You got to be on the snow reports. You got to do your research. You got to do a little bit of homework, because it looked amazing. It looked uncrowded, and there was a lot of happy people that actually did their homework and did the research to get up there to get that snow. So good on you, mates. I've already said good for you a couple times. I was trying to not say had a great weekend. You had a great weekend in Mammoth, didn't you? And I missed it. Lots of us missed it because from the photos and videos I saw, it wasn't even crowded, blowing it. So get on the snow reports. It's just like swell reports, right? I don't know. Somebody just message me next time they think the snow is going to be really good and I can do a strike mission to Mammoth. I would love that. Well, nobody knew this was coming. This was a shock. This is one of these shocking, and I don't want to say trends, I would say achievements. It's now, right now, today, this week is the dawn of the Octo era. The Octo era is here. And again, this is something that nobody even thought of 5 years ago. There's no way snowboarding is going to get to this level. Well, It's happening. It's happening at snowboarder.com. I'm going to let you in on a little audio. Octograb is here.
The arc of progression has always been rather linear. People have always strived to add more degrees, more flips. But now it seems we're on the cusp of a whole new era of trick progression. And it makes you wonder, how many grabs can somebody actually do in one air? The Olympics have always been known for their five rings, but they're about to become famous for their eight grabs.
Octograb? Would have been nice to have in Sochi. Not that I needed it. He's dedicated his whole life to this.
This hard-hitting documentary titled Octograb is, I'm getting emotional right now. Just listening to it. Tim Eddy is the Octograbber. Talking eight grabs in one air. You heard Sage Kotzenberg there, Olympic gold medalist. You heard Pat Bridges there. You know, this is without a doubt the biggest thing to happen in snowboarding since the triple cork, which was last week. Eight grabs in one air. It's mental. And, I mean, I'm excited about this upcoming documentary. And if you watch the trailer on snowboarder.com, you will be too. Octograb. So many grabs. So many grabs. So much emotion. It's Octograb. The New York Times is at it again. The New York Times has been all over snowboarding, shitting on it, and also reporting on it in a very pleasant, uplifting way. And I don't read the New York Times. I go to the website every once in a while, but they've actually just reported. They compiled a list of what the top Olympic snowboarders were listening to when they rode and ripped and won medals and stuff. And this list of music that the world's best snowboarders were listening to is horrible. It's very disappointing. Okay. You know what? Who am I to say? 90% of the music I listen to, most people in the world would not like. So, Ariel Gold. Now, Ariel Gold, she's one of the world's best. An Olympian. Again, who am I to tell her what to listen to do what she does? She's a million times better than I would ever even... I can't even. Anyway, Ariel Gold, when she's riding, guess what she listens to? 8 Mile by Eminem. A cliche, horrible, but it works for her. And the list gets worse from here. Ayumu Hirano. One of my new favorite snowboarders in the halfpipe. This dude has the best style, does some of the coolest looking tricks. He is one of the only snowboarders on the planet that actually makes four spins in the air look decent. He is not spastic. He is so smooth. This could be the reason. He listens to Three Little Birds by Bob Marley, a song that I used to listen to all the time as a kid who wanted dreadlocks when I was 18. And look, Bob Marley's great, but Three Little Birds is as entry-level Bob Marley as you can possibly get. I would have accepted Easy Skankin'. I mean, Soul Shakedown Party, I would have been applauding this kid, but Three Little Birds. There's something to be said, though. It keeps him calm, keeps that flow going. So next time I go snowboarding, I want to ride like Ayumu. I want to learn how to pronounce his name. But I want to ride like him, so maybe I'll listen to arguably the worst Bob Marley song there is, Three Little Birds. If it'll help me snowboard better, I'll do it. It's a nice song. It's very pleasant. I don't want to hear it again, ever, unless I'm snowboarding. Kelly Clark, sweet, sweet gal. Love Has a Name by Jesus Culture. Not for me. Chloe Kim. I was thinking, oh, okay, Chloe Kim. She's young. She's hip. She's going to be listening to something really cool. You know, maybe she's listening to some cool new DJ I've never even heard of. Maybe she's rocking Cutsnake in her headphones. Something new, you know? Maybe she's listening to trap music. Some new SoundCloud rapper that people my age wouldn't even know about. Maybe she's listening to someone with Lil in their name, Lil Peep or something. No. Chloe Kim, the best female halfpipe rider in the world, Olympic gold medalist, is listening to Paparazzi by Lady Gaga. A song that was bad 5 years ago and is still bad today. But apparently, it makes you snowboard way better than everyone else. Paparazzi by Lady Gaga. And I just thought of something. Chloe Kim's messing with us. Chloe Kim is messing with the New York Times, and that's a joke. Now I love her even more. Chloe Kim, well played. Paparazzi by Lady Gaga. Nobody's listening to that anymore. Your mom's listening to it in spin class, and she thinks it's old. Paparazzi by Lady Gaga. So I guess to answer all of that, Olympic snowboarders do not listen to good music when they win gold medals. And I hope it's different for other people. Mark McMorris, what are you listening to? Red Gerard, you have to be listening to something good, right? I mean, right? Red Gerard's like, I'm listening to Michael Jackson Beat It, which would be actually kind of cool. Are any Olympic snowboarders listening to David Bowie? Are any Olympic snowboarders listening to Ride, to Sonic Youth, to Unwound? I mean, is any Olympic snowboarder listening to Slayer? You know, tell me. Tell me what you listen to while you snowboard out there, folks. DM me at Chris Cote. Yeah, slide it in there, and it better be good or better be horrible like we just heard. 8 Mile. Dun, 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 dun. You know, it's like, it's the moment, the moment, the moment. Eminem is horrible, guys. Come on. He's not good. Please. Ariel Gold, I'll make you a mixtape. You'll love it. I mean, I'll put rap music on there. I'll put good rap music on there. I'll put Ghetto Boys on there. N.W.A. You know, I'm not gonna put Biggie Smalls on there. No. I'm gonna put good rap. You're going to like it. No, I'm upset. I'm fine. Lastly, for snow news, Vans Landline is out now. Go buy it on iTunes. It's wonderful. You're going to love it. It's so sick. Surf News is brought to you by our good friends at South Coast Surf Shops, 5 surf shop locations in the San Diego area. Follow them at South Coast Surf on Instagram. Get involved. They've got, the classic surf shop experience. They have skateboards, surfboards, wetsuits, the whole deal. They also have a wahini shop for women out there that want cool stuff at a nice price. Cool stuff at a nice price. Not their slogan. I just made that up. And you can use that, South Coast. They also have a closeout shop for heavily discounted, heavily discounted good stuff. Follow them at South Coast Surf. Go to @SouthCoast or go to South Coast Surf online on the internet. Okay, this weekend, I spent the whole weekend down at Camp Shred in Cardiff by the Sea, California. Camp Shred brought to you by Surfer Magazine and Surf Ride Surf Shop. Camp Shred is probably the best consumer surf event there is. Let me explain to you what happens at Camp Shred. You go to the Cardiff campgrounds. Half of the whole campgrounds, talking 60 campsites, are filled with the best surfboards, wetsuits, skateboard. I mean, the whole deal. It runs the gamut. Sunglasses, flip-flops, the whole deal. So mostly it's surfboard manufacturers. Everyone from Channel Islands to Panda Surfboards, Hayden Shapes, Paizel. The list goes on and on and on. Sharp Eye. I mean, there's thousands of surfboards there. And it's truly unique and kind of magical because you see surf turkeys like myself getting so fired up to ride all these different surfboards. So basically you go, you sign up, you leave your driver's license or your parents' credit card or whatever, and then you get to go demo any board you want or wetsuit. People are wearing wetsuits, you know, like trying different wetsuits, trying different boards, try before you buy style. And it's an incredible event. You can actually watch some of the videos that we made. They'll be on surfer.com shortly. They're also on Surfer Magazine's Facebook page. I hosted them. And it was fun. I have a surfboard boner. The top three surfboards that I saw, I didn't actually ride any boards, I'll be honest. I was working. But I did some interviews with some shapers. I put a lot of surfboards under my arm. I squeezed the Charmin, if you will. The top three boards I saw at Camp Shred were, drum roll please. The first board I'm going to talk about is the Paizel Phantom. So the Paizel Phantom, this board is kind of an amalgamation, a step-down version of John Florence's current favorite board, the Ghost. So the Ghost basically was created, made for all types of surfers, but in pretty decent waves. So what John Paizel, and through the help of the team and John Florence, of course, what they did was kind of, Paizel has squashed the Ghost down just a little bit, added some volume, and created a board called the Phantom, which feels like, I mean, butter under your arm. This board is one of those boards that you can just look at, put under your arm, and you go, yep, I'm going to surf well on this board. It's kind of just got that easy feel to it. It's got width up under your chest. It's got some thickness up there. They kind of moved the sweet spot up a little bit to create a board that is going to work in conditions like we have here in San Diego day to day, smaller days in Hawaii. You know, I would say, you know, some of the better days you have in Florida on the East Coast. This is a great all-around surfboard, not a groveler, not a perfect wave board, but something that's your daily rider. And trust me, I look at a lot of surfboards, and when I looked at this one, even just from 20 feet away when I saw it on the rack, I go, that, I want that. I've ridden the Paizalian, I've ridden a Ghost, I've ridden a bunch of different Paizel boards. The next one I get will be the Phantom. So that's the first of my top three boards that I saw at Camp Shred. Second would be the Hayden Shapes Holy Grail. So this one looks kind of crazy in a good way. So you're looking at this board from the top of the nose down to about right above the fins. It's got a nice kind of, you know, like supple, round, you know, nice whitish, but normalish looking outline from nose to the top of the fins. Where this board gets really interesting is down by the tail. It almost comes in like a side cut, and the tail is kind of like extended through the fins, side cut, nice round squash. And, you know, at first glance, you're looking at this thing and you're going, okay, this is kind of strange. I can't quite place what is different about this board. Until you really study that tail. The tail is really where the magic is on this board, the Hayden Shapes Holy Grail. Talking about side cuts or inverted outlines down by the tail. And all the feedback that they've been getting on this board has been crazy. You think of Hayden Shapes boards, you think of guys like Craig Anderson, now Dion Aegis, you know, Dylan Graves. These are guys that are all really good at airs, but also want to be able to turn hard. And I think that's why they call this board the Holy Grail, because it can potentially give you the best of both worlds there with that side cut off the tail that just looks, again, looks kind of crazy, but also looks like it's going to work insanely well. And this was another board I put under my arm and immediately wanted right then and there. Board horny. So I've already said board, surfboard boner and board horny now, which is weird to say both those things in one sentence. The third best, most awesome wanted board that I saw, that I touched and felt, was the Sharp Eye Surfboards Modern 2. So this is a take on a modern twist on the classic twin fin, designed to be kind of a mix between like an MR twin fin of the 80s and a high-performance standard shortboard of today. The best of the past and the greatest of today put together in one. But anyway, this is a surfboard that just when, you know, there's boards where you look at and you go, that is a fun-looking surfboard. I want to ride that board. You can ride it in softer, smaller waves. Basically, again, an ideal board for Orange County, San Diego, you know, places like this. The Sharp Eye team, including one of the world's best surfers, Felipe Toledo, however you'd like to say it. Felipe's been just murdering these boards. And again, fun is key here for the Sharp Eye Modern 2. And, you know, a lot of people don't know this. Before Felipe Toledo rode for Sharp Eye, I rode for Sharp Eye. That's right. I rode for Sharp Eye surfboards as a teenager. And I got some gems. So go to sharpeyesurfboards.com and you check out the Modern 2 yourself. Because I know it can be hard to relate to a guy like Felipe Toledo, how freaking gnarly he surfs on his tiny little boards. Whoa. But if you look at this Modern 2, I guarantee you will get intrigued, interested, and even excited. So that was it. Thanks to the crew, Surfer Magazine, Christian Thomas, Tim Woodruff, the Action Sports Network team, who put on an incredible event, Camp Shred, Surfer Magazine, Surf Ride. Thank you guys so much. I had a blast this weekend, and now the problem is I'm going to start squirreling a little bit of money away on the side to start building the board collection up, because God, there's so many good surfboards out there. Camp Shred is the spot to check these out. Contest happenings in the world of surf. The Burton Automotive Pro and the Grandstand Sports Clinic Women's Pro. What? That is a weird name for a surf contest. It's all called the, what is it? The something. It's the first big QS series of the year. QS 6000. So the waves were not that good, but there was some history made. Tyler Wright and Mikey Wright became the first ever brother-sister duo to be in the finals of a big QS event, the same QS event. Mikey Wright, who is quickly becoming everybody's favorite surfer, won the contest, is now in the QS lead, will qualify for the championship tour this year. That's a statement from me. It's very early, and this is like one contest, but I'm telling you, Mikey Wright's going to qualify. And then more history will have been made, because you'll have two brothers and a sister, three siblings on the championship tour, never been done. NBDs, folks. Mikey Wright is so sick. This dude has to be in your top three favorite surfer list right now. Mikey Wright won the contest. Baron Mamiya, hard-charging young Hawaiian, second place in his first big QS outside of Hawaii. Coco Ho, another Hawaiian ripper, won the women's event. Tyler Wright got second. And again, the waves were not super crazy good, but it was a good contest and a good bit of foreshadowing as to what we're going to see for the rest of the qualifying series. Hopefully we'll see Mikey Wright winning more, because we need Mikey Wright on the championship tour. That's it. What do we got here? Okay, March 11th. Why is that date important? Well, because on March 11th, the World Championship Tour starts. Snapper Rocks on the Gold Coast of Australia. Quick Pro, Roxy Pro, the Quickie Pro. That's lovingly referred to. That's when it all starts on the Championship Tour. Top contenders are all taking the start of this year very seriously. John Florence has already been to Snapper twice, riding, testing new surfboards, surfing on the Gold Coast. Not in secret, he says, I'm going. It's on my Instagram. Check me out at Snapper Rocks, training and or surfing in these waves to win another world title, which he will. Felipe Toledo has been surfing in El Salvador. He just dropped an El Salvadorian shred part in a like right point break that is sort of similar to Snapper. So everybody's taking it obviously very seriously. Who knows where Gabriel Medina is? He probably built his own wave pool to replicate Snapper in his backyard in Brazil. You don't even know. But what we do know is a lot of people play fantasy surfing. Fantasy Surfer, brought to you by Surfer Magazine, is huge. And I've tried to play it a bunch of times. I've paid $40 to enter leagues and blah, 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 and I've never won. I've never come close. I always pick my teams with the surfers that I like, either personally or I like their style. And I don't use my brain. I use my heart when I pick my fantasy team. You know, I never put Gabriel Medina on my fantasy team. I like the dude personally, but there's just other surfers I like to watch more. And that's, again, not smart. If you don't put Gabriel Medina on your fantasy team, you're stupid. That's why I'm not cut out to be on a fantasy thing. But one guy who is my homie, Matt Bemrose, Bemmy. He is one of my fellow commentators from Vulcan Pipe Pro. He has an advantage on most of us. He is a traveling team manager, coach for the Vulcan Surf Team. And Matt Bemrose, of all people on the planet, of all the tens of thousands of people who do fantasy surfer, won it all. He won the whole damn thing. Oh, Bemmy, you idiot. You won the whole damn thing. Well, I called up Matt Bemrose in Australia. He was eating lunch with his son, Banjo. And I just asked him straight up, how did you do it? Give us and myself and give the rest of the world your keys to success on Fantasy Surfer. And here he is, the one and only Matt Bemrose. Sorry, I was yelling during this interview. I got excited. This is Matt Bemrose, Bemmy, winner of the 2017 Fantasy Surfer, number one in the world. How did you do it? And how can you tell others what to do to get to your level?
Well, I mean, for me, Chris, as you know, I've been pretty much on tour with the Vulcan team for the last 6 or 7 years, and it was the very first one I've ever done, actually. And knowing the surfers and where their strengths and weaknesses are was probably key for me. I mean, at the end of the day, you're going to have probably four guys that you're going to put in your team the whole time, your strong ones like your John Johnson, your Leafs, you know, your Geordies and those kind of guys. You know, I truly believe the easiest, best way to win it is for your bottom seeded, and that means your bottom four, and like knowing your strengths and weaknesses for those bottom four, so like you're not going to have that much to spend on them, but you've got to know that these guys, if you can get them through round three, you're pretty much going to be looking at, you know, 900 points minimum. So if you can get, say, your bottom seeded that you're only spending $3.5 million on to get through that round three, so you're looking at getting at least six surfers through them every time through round three. I mean, that's what I was doing, like roughly about six or seven surfers through. So if you can do that, because, you know, you're going to have the John's, most people are going to have the John's, the Geordies, your Felice in certain locations, and they're all going to be fine. They're going to be getting through to the quarters, but it's all about getting those bottom feeders through. So I really knew where these guys' strengths were, like, say, Ziglau for Bells, and then Federico Moraes, he's from Portugal, and he loves wearing steamers, so any of those cold water locations, and also those long, wide-running points where he can utilise that big, long, stretched-out carve of his, is going to be key. So, and then, for instance, for like you got a guy like Gouveia at Pipeline. You know, he's really good in the barrel. Like, I can look at guys and I can, like, for instance, this year, I was playing Thiago Dora at the Vulcan Pipe House, and I was going through my team, and I was going, who do you think for the last one? He goes, dude, you've got to put Ian Gouveia in. I already had Ian in there's a surfer you can have here, a night surfer,
alternate,
a reserve. I had him as that, but having him and like being able to utilize guys, and it's just being able to talk with guys as well. So for me to win this thing, it's more not so much about the top guys, because most people are going to have those top guys in there. It's about your bottom four guys. Like if you can get those bottom four guys through, you're doing good. That's how you're going to pretty much win this thing.
And do you look at surf forecasts? Do you look at, you know, potential injuries that people might be showing on their Instagram or whatever? How much research did you actually do to get those bottom guys into those later rounds?
So for me, because this is the first time I've ever done it, fantasy server, so I wasn't that invested in the very start of it. So I was just, you know, just running off the back of it. And obviously, I was at Snapper in those ones. So, but then halfway through the year, someone goes, "Dude, you're top 20 in the world." I was like, "What? Really?" And I looked at it. And then when I started hearing that from Fiji on, that's when I started studying the forecast, looked at the forecast, and okay. And then that's when I got right into it. And that's when I had my numbers jump. When I looked at the swell forecast, and obviously with the good swell forecast, you know it's going to do good in good locations. And also, I was ringing up guys in the event going, okay, what is it, the left? Is it the right? What's the bank looking like before the event? And I was going, okay. And then having something like that to utilise is a massive arm, is key. So if you really want to win this thing, try and fly around the world and look at the waves are doing before the event kicks off.
But you can talk to locals maybe at those locations, like, hey, how's it looking for real over there? Or there's ways you can get access to get that information, right?
Oh, for sure. I mean, if you're right, all you have to do is go to the top 36's Instagrams and look at their little video clips they're putting up and going, okay, is it left, is it right? You know, it's pretty simple. If you really want to do it, you could do it that way for sure.
Was there one surfer that really helped you win this thing?
Yeah, I mean, I always knew that it's Gabriel Medina and John. I mean, Gabriel Medina, he always kind of has a pretty bad start to the year. He never really has a major start, but he's the type of guy that almost loves, and this sounds a little dodgy, coming from behind.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He likes to almost challenge himself, because he's that good, challenge himself to be put into dodgy situations. And when he is coming from behind, he's even that much more lethal. And I knew that if he did that, he was a guy that I always utilized. You know, Trestles, he kind of duffed me, but after that, I knew he was just going to come on strong. You know, if he has one bad event, you watch the next event, he's probably going to go on to win it or do something good. He's that gnarly, and also John. I mean, John now, he knows how to compete. He knows how to get his sixes and his sevens, whereas before, like 3 years ago, he was like a nine or a two guy, but now he knows how to get his 14 totals, and then when he needs to step it up, he does, massively.
So are you going to win it? Are you going to win it this year? Are you going to make a push?
I'm going for it. I'm going for two in a row. I'm going to go for it.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah is right. Matt Bemrose, he's coming for you, world. He's going to win Fantasy Surfer back-to-back. Another championship tour news. This is kind of cool. On WorldSurfLeague.com, they just announced pre-sale tickets available now for the Surf Ranch Founders Cup, presented by Michelob Ultra Pure Gold. This is the world's first opportunity to experience the magic of Kelly Slater's creation in person. I mean, I've experienced, you all saw my wave. I experienced it. I didn't even have to pay for it. Anyway, this is for, you know, hardcore surf fans. You'll get up to the wave pool. You'll have a ticket. You'll go in. There's food. You can watch this thing from all different cool angles. Live music. Some of the best surfing you'll ever see. The best wave pool on the planet, hands down. This is a special event. And if I was you, drop what you're doing, go to World Surf League and buy pre-sale tickets to get into the first ever public viewing, public contest at the surf ranch. This is pretty rad. I'm going to go. Can I get on the list, WSL? Can I get on the list? I'll buy a ticket. I'll buy a ticket. That was surf news. Skate news is next.
if one of those Olympic snowboarders would put Hall & Oates, Your Kiss Is On My List, as the song they ride to in the Olympics. I would have highly respected that. Red Gerard, you rocking Hall & Oates? Snowboarding slope style? I hope so. Okay, enough about that. This is skate news. Skateboarding on the ground and on the ramps. Skate News is brought to you by Quincy Woodwrights. Quincy Woodwrights, USA-made wood. Got that Michigan pop. Cool graphics. And here's the kicker. We run a four-fold operation. We make our own boards, of course, with our own graphics. Quincy Woodwrights style, beavers and chainsaws and fun stuff like that. All made in Houghton, Michigan. We also do shop decks for some of the best skate shops in the world. Full graphic shop decks for skate shops. Support your local skate shop. We also do skateboards for bands. We have not done any skateboards for Hall & Oates, but we've done skateboards for Foo Fighters, Metallica, even up-and-coming bands like With Age. I got a homies band, With Age, that I'm actually playing with next week that just got some skateboards made for merchandise. How tight is that? Check out With Age on Instagram. They're a good band. Anyway, Quincy Woodwrights. And also, we sell blank boards you can do whatever projects you want on. This is a USA wood. Harvested, grown, then harvested, milled, glued, shaped, pressed, etc. in Houghton, Michigan. USA. I'm not a flag waver, but I'm all about it. Anyway. A couple big bowl events have just happened in Australia. This marks the official start to this year's kind of transition contest series season. Skateboard contest season is here, folks. Starts in Australia. First big skate event of the year, as I mentioned last week, was the General Pants Bondi Bolarama. And the kid who won it was 14 years old. Little ripper, Keegan Palmer. Super consistent. He's got every trick on lock. He's got a perfect 540 on him. And style for miles, mind the cliche. This little dude rips. So he actually lives, when he's not in Australia, he's here by my house. I skate with him all the time at Poots Park. So I figured I'm going to call this kid and ask him if he feels bad for just smoking all these dudes on the Vans Park series. He just came and destroyed a bunch of grown-ups. And he does not feel bad about it one bit. And I just realized that I've taped over the interview. Oh my God. I went to all that effort and did an interview with one of the best skaters, 14-year-old skaters in the world. And I've just taped, I recorded over it. Stupid. I can paraphrase. Keegan, don't worry. I got your back. This is what we talked about. I asked him if he felt bad about beating all these grown-ups in Bolarama, and he said absolutely not. He's been training hard, skating hard. And he is one of these little avatar kids that wants it so bad. I've seen this dude slam. Just brutal, brutal slams, gets right back up. And attacks. So, man, it was a pretty good interview, too. I'm sorry, Keegan. I feel bad. I'm sorry to the viewing audience that I screwed up. It's Monday. I'm allowed one screw-up per Monday. So, what else? So, also, Keegan Palmer is coming into his own skating-wise, obviously. He's going to be competing full-time on the Vans Park Series this year. He made a couple of top five finishes last year. And this year, he says he's just going to improve that. He's going to be making finals, skating his ass off, being consistent. When I asked him what it feels like, does he ever feel, nervous or intimidated skating against the likes of, guys a little bit older than him, Tom Schaar, Grant Taylor, Raven Tershey, guys like that. He says, absolutely not. He's there to win, just like the rest of them. Talking about this kid will be a threat to podium in at least, I'm going to say he will podium in two events this year on the Vans Park Series 2018. You heard it here first, folks. And
Also, Keegan Palmer is dropping a video part any day now on ThrasherMagazine.com. And I will not record over that because it's going to be a great part. So I apologize to you, Keegan. I know it's been your lifelong dream to be on the Monday Mass, but I screwed it up for both of us. And man, I wish you could. It was a great interview. You did great, Keegan. I'm the one that screwed up. What else? Keegan's dropping that part. Keegan will be competing on the Vans Park series, and the least I can do is tell you how to watch more of this kid's skating, because it's truly, the dude is a little savant, and if you watch him skate in a park, you're going to freak, but, you know, you watch him skate in person, it's heavy. His Instagram is K-E-E-G-A-N Palmer, so at Keegan Palmer. He rides for Nike SB, Oakley, Flip, Independent, Bones Wheels, Mob, Bronson, Boost Mobile, Stacy Surfboards. He also rips at surfing. He's one of those people, and FCS Fins. So get on the Keegan Palmer train, folks. Congratulations to Keegan Palmer on winning the General Pants Bolarama in Bondi. I'm using tape. I'm doing this on a tape recorder. I deleted the interview on accident. My bad. You were great. Second big event in Oz was the Grundy's Australian Bull Riders Championship. Clay Kreiner won it. Clay Kreiner's so gnarly. Padless 540 body varial gnarliness. Heymana Reynolds got second place. Yeah, Heymana. Colin Graham from Virginia Beach got third. So you've got skaters from Middle America, Clay Kreiner, somewhere in Middle America. Heymana Reynolds from the North Shore of Oahu, or at least Oahu, Hawaii, the islands, Colin Graham from Virginia Beach. And all three of those guys, I'm sure, will be making a push on the Vans Park Series this year. Vans Park Series is coming in hot. It starts in June. They've just added more events to the women's side as well. So you're going to see more of the best female park skaters on the planet competing alongside the men. Go to VansParkSeries.com. This week, the 9 Club has Nyjah Houston in the hot seat. Well, do you not listen to the 9 Club? What the hell is wrong with you? It's much better than this podcast. Listen to it. In sad skateboarding news, this is going to start a riot. This is going to start a riot, and it's going to be all your fault, government of Madrid, Spain. So I'm reading this off jinkum.com. In an attempt to reduce current sidewalk traffic from non-pedestrians, blah, like skateboarders and scooters, the government of Madrid, Spain, is trying to ban skateboarding from the streets. Skateboarders will only be allowed in skate parks. Good luck trying to enforce that. We can hit somebody with a club, cops, for skating. This is bullshit. So the only place that skateboarders in Madrid would be allowed to skate is in skate parks. I hope you have 1,500 skate parks in town, because that is selfish, Madrid. Skateboarding is for the streets, is for everyone. And if you outlaw it, guess what you're going to get? Outlaws. It's not a crime. If you make it a crime, they're still not going to say it's a crime. That didn't make sense. Skateboarding is for the streets, Madrid. You're going to have a handful of angry skateboarders on your hands. Outlaw skateboarders coming in from all over the planet, from all over the world to skate the streets of Madrid. More than ever. You try to ban this, you try to stop us, we will grow in numbers and we will fight back and we will grind your curbs, skate your stairs, slide your rails. Madrid, you're making a mistake. Don't do it. Don't damn do it. Go to jinkum.com for more info there. Transworld has a bunch of cool old videos popping up on their website, skateboarding.transworld.net, including a gem that just dropped this week from 2003, Nautis Kappus, Street Skating 101 from On Video Series. A must check. A must check. Go check it. Again, follow Keegan Palmer on Instagram. I screwed up. I deleted his interview. I'm going to interview him again. You just wait. That was skate news. Would have been better with that interview. I'll stop beating myself up now.
That's been another wonderful episode of the world's... I'm not even going to call it the world's greatest action sports podcast today because I screwed it up. One of the best action sports podcasts in the world. Next week, it will be the best. Thank you for listening to the Monday Mass. I've been your host, Chris Cote. Go to SurferMag or surfer.com. Eventually, they're going to put up the video that I hosted talking surfboards from Camp Shred this weekend. Also, go to youonline.com for this podcast, for many other awesome podcasts, including Cantori and you. He's got the legendary Ken Kramer on his last episode. It's a really good listen. Also, Bodega Border Crew, Let Me Drink About It, Caniculture, lots of good podcasts up there. Thank you, of course, to Masterplan Communications for always spreading the good word about this podcast. And be sure to go to at the Cosm and get a screenshot of the crowdfunding shorts. You'll see it right on their page. Post that to your story. Tag me at Chris Cote. Tag at the Cosm and do Cosm crowdfunding, both with a K. Hashtag the Monday Mass. You know how to do that. You could win yourself a pair of those shorts as well as a mug. So thank you guys for listening. Have a great Monday or whatever day you listen to this on. Goodbye.